and salutations to all. Welcome to another edition of Forward Past Thinking Audio Content. I am your host, as always, John Ders, and we have a very special edition of the show today for you. I'm going to defend the Pro Bowl, tell you why I think it's worthwhile and worth watching, but first, a word from our sponsor.
You work hard. You do a good job. You're nice to your customers. Why, then, must you suffer the headache of returns?
Excuse me, I'd like to return this Nintendo. Who do I talk to about that?
Tell you what, you'll need to go right back there to the electronics area and they'd be happy to help you.
Oh, gosh, you know, I haven't really got a lot of time. Could you take care of it here, please?
I'd love to, but I can't. I need to send you to electronics right back there. They'd be happy to help you.
All right, thank you.
Hi there. What can I do for you?
Customer service sent me over to talk to you to give this to you. If you take a look at it, I don't know what's the matter with it. It was working, and now it's not working, so I'd appreciate if you, take a look at it. I'd like to get an exchange for it, if I could.
An exchange?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess I'd better take a look at it.
Why don't you take a look at it? Yeah. That's right. Thank you.
Do you know what's on here?
No. I mean, the kids couldn't have done anything. I mean, they're good kids.
They'll put soft drink or something on there.
No. It's not soda pop. I don't know.
Certainly.
It was fine. I would just... I'd appreciate it if I had an exchange on it. I have a funeral appointment I got to get going.
You know, I'd really like to help you out here, but I don't... You know, an exchange...
Listen, you guys have been great in the past, and you've always taken care of me, and I'd appreciate an exchange.
But, you know, the warranty does specify that you have to keep it really clean, because it doesn't work if it gets dirty.
Some people will go to great lengths to return an abused or an out-of-warranty piece of merchandise. What are you supposed to do? Tell them what you really think? Of course you can't do that. And how about the customer who tries to bully you into taking back something you know isn't broken? These guys are a real problem.
You people amaze me. You really amaze me. Your quality control people, they just have bats in the belfry. Bought this Game Boy yesterday, took it home, nothing. Absolutely nothing. No picture. I'm pretty sure it's the EEPROM, so if you just want to take a look at that, I'd fix it myself, but I don't really have the tools, so I'll take my money back if you...
I'm sorry you had a problem. There was nothing at all, huh?
Nope.
Well, let's see.
EEPROM.
Power on. Battery looks okay. There's the tone. And give it a moment, and... Got the music. Uh-huh. Here we go. I think this is probably the problem.
Yeah.
Just needed to turn up the contrast a bit. How's that look?
Oh. Of course, the contrast. I think that was probably my kid didn't... I'll take it.
You'll take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what about the nice guys who actually have a legitimate problem? In many ways, they're the toughest of all to take care of.
To bother you. The controller doesn't work.
Oh.
There's a picture, but there's no action. Probably I didn't read the instructions right.
I'll just take a look here and see how it works.
I didn't want to have to bring it in, but I just couldn't get it to work. And
there you go. It's working now.
Well, look, sweetie, it's working. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I'm
now
so
tell me,
sorry.
When you plugged it in, did you put it into port number one or port number two?
I put it in port number two.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, plug it into number one. Because if you put it into number two, it won't work.
Oh, I can't believe it.
That's a simple mistake.
I'm sorry, honey. It was really something...
It's easy to see that all customers are not the same. But no matter what size or shape they come in, and no matter what kind of products they're bringing back, they all have one thing in common. They feel they have a problem. Now for the good news. Nintendo is doing something about it. Something that will make your job a whole lot easier.
Could I bring you a pie later?
Last year, Nintendo of America sold over 90 million pieces of Game Boy, Nintendo Entertainment Systems, Game Packs, and accessories. Only a small percent of those products that were returned by your customers were actually defective. An excellent track record for a high-quality product. That's why the seal of quality goes on every one of our products. In many cases, the customer simply failed to follow the simple directions packaged with their product. So they come running to you. And that's a waste of time for everybody. But what are you supposed to do? You're not a Nintendo mechanic. You're a customer service specialist. Well, Nintendo has the solution to this dilemma. Next time one of your customers comes into your store with a Nintendo product after you've sold it, you'll have the answer.
Hey,
can do for you?
Well, I'm having a little problem with... I mean, my kids are having a little problem with the Nintendo system.
All right, let's take a look at it and see what the problem is.
Well, there doesn't... It just seems to be a solid color on the TV screen.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you put the game in, fire it up.
And it's just blank, solid color.
Well, does it look anything like... Either of these two right here?
Oh, the blue one.
By spending a few minutes reviewing the Nintendo troubleshooting guide, you can probably answer 90% of the questions that come your way.
A common problem, as you can what see there, it's a result of dirty connectors. It comes from, you know, not maintaining the equipment properly, getting a little dust and a little dirt in there.
So what do I do?
So what you need to do is you need to use this Nintendo cleaning kit. It's really, it's just like cleaning the heads in your VCR. It goes in there, cleans up the connectors there, cleans up the connectors inside the game packs. You're all set. Back in business.
That's all I need?
That's all you need.
Terrific. How much is it?
It's $11.95. Why don't you take this service brochure with you, too? It'll help you if you need to troubleshoot anything in the future. Okay. And if this gives you any more trouble like that, I recommend you call the Nintendo World Class Service Consumer Hotline. It's got a toll-free number there on the front of the brochure.
Great.
Or you can call the local service center. Their number here is 555-3700.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, come back and see us again.
You bet.
Even when you don't have the time to spend with the customer or have the final answer, Nintendo's got the answer to the problem. We have a nationwide network of authorized service centers equipped to take care of your customer's product service needs. And in the rare instance where a product under warranty is malfunctioning, they will either repair it or replace it free of charge. And in all out-of-warranty situations, they will test the product on the spot and fix it at a minimal cost, all with no hassle to you or your customer. We will provide you with the name and address of the authorized service center closest to your store. Or you can refer your customers to Nintendo's 800 Service Assistance Hotline. Either way, you'll be able to give your customers the information they need to get their problems handled quickly and efficiently. And you'll spend very little time in the process. Most importantly, you'll save your company the high cost of handling unnecessary customer returns. And in those instances that you must exchange a product for your customer, always exchange like items, and of course, only what the customer returned. Be sure the entire product is inserted into the original complete packaging. If the customer doesn't have their original packaging, simply insert the components exchanged into a package taken out of your stock. Now, your individual store may have other return policy requirements, such as obtaining the customer's original copy of their purchase receipt. So be sure to discuss these return policies with your direct supervisor or manager. Nothing could be easier. Nothing could be more convenient. It's total customer service, foolproof, and just about effortless. Special counter cards, on-package warranty information, and other collateral material will alert your customers to the simplicity of handling their questions or repair needs. Everything is clearly explained to avoid any confusion. The bottom line is that you keep your customers happy and you don't have to go through the hassle of returns. After all, our business is entertainment. We believe that everything connected with Nintendo, even customer relations, should be fun. The training kit is there to help you. When you have or are given some spare time, review it. There's no telling what you might pick up that will help you during the next occasion you have to deal with a customer return.
We don't know how to freeze Zelda, but we do know why kids love them and critics hate them. John Stossel reports, Nuts for Nintendo, when 2020 continues.
It may be the most addictive toy in history, and it's definitely the hottest thing this Christmas. Nintendo video games. They first arrived from Japan 3 years ago, and now millions of American kids are hooked and mesmerized. When they do stop to talk, it's in a language only they understand. Well, John Stossel went out to discover the secret of Nintendo's success, but first he had to find one.
New York City, early in the morning. Before the toy stores open, they're lined up outside. I'm in line, too, because the director of 2020 said, Stossel, I hate to ask, but you've got to help me get my kid a copy of Super Mario Brothers 2. This man came all the way from Indiana to get one.
He came 1,000 miles just for this game?
Yes. I've done 7 stores a day for 3 weeks now, and I cannot find it.
Okay. I have to live with my kids for the rest of the year, so I have to have this on Christmas Day.
So to please the kids, they line up at the few stores that have been able to get copies of the hottest Nintendo games. Mario 2 and The Adventure of Link.
I have Super Mario Bros. 2.
Now what's Nintendo, you ask, and why should you care? Well, I think it's something you should know about because it's captured America's children. School bus drivers report the kids are talking less about clothes and sports and what Joe did to Jane, and more about...
When you get to those things that go up and down, you just jump on them.
It's... After school, even on the day that brings the first beautiful snowfall of the season, everyone's eager to get inside the house so they can rush to get to the television set. Now, usually they don't play together. We invited them to a Nintendo party. They pop the cartridge into this deck, which attaches to any television set. These controls direct the characters. The better your eye-hand coordination, the better you do. Never has there been a toy that's been this successful. Bruce Apar is editor of a magazine that follows the industry.
How big a hit is this?
This is as big or bigger than anything the toy industry has ever seen. I'll give you one comparison. Barbie, which is an institution, does about $500 million a year. Nintendo does over three times as much.
Now, why is it so successful? Well, the people in the industry say Nintendo simply has the best games. They come in two categories: sports games such as tennis, hockey, football, boxing, all with good graphics and sound effects. Even more popular are the adventure games like Super Mario. They tend to have ludicrous plots. Mario is an Italian plumber who, under your control, enters the Mushroom Kingdom to fight off killer turtles and deadly ducks until he can rescue the Princess Toadstool. The kids love it.
What's good about it?
Birdo. He shoots the eggs out of his nose. And also there's this part where you can't go anywhere except for fall down a pit, but you pick up this thing and this rocket appears out of nowhere and it flies to another board. It's weird.
And it's a big improvement over the first video games like Atari's Pong and Space Invaders, because today's computer chips are better. They have more memory.
There's much more involved in playing the game, much more excitement. There's better use of colors, better use of music. It's not just stick figures anymore.
We have literally over 100 different characters, people, animals, wizards, spells. You see this spread out over different worlds. When I say different worlds, entirely different sets. If you think about the way a movie is produced, there are levels with caverns and you break into underground oceans.
There are secret holes that you go into.
The kids delight in finding new twists to the games, secret passages they didn't discover the first times they played. Bizarre new weapons.
You're throwing things that I've never even discovered in this game.
Yeah, because you don't know. If you're a grown-up, you hardly do this. If you're a grown-up, you have work to do.
Now, the chips, the technology that goes into this, was invented in the United States. Yet, the Japanese are the ones who make it a hit. Why is that?
Nintendo is a 100-year-old company in Japan, and they learned their lessons well.
When buyers lost interest in the first generation of video games about 4 years ago, Nintendo quietly watched as American companies quit the business. Nintendo then bought licenses to the best of the arcade games. They created new games by getting independent designers to compete against each other for the right to work with Nintendo.
Nintendo, please hold.
One moment.
Thank you. May I help you?
And in Seattle, at the company's U.S. headquarters, they listened to the customers. 50,000 people call Nintendo's 800 number every week asking for help with the games. Phones are manned by games fanatics who often play other games while answering questions.
What that is, when you're at that link, though, you're almost at that point.
Okay, what you want to do is, like I said, jump on the guy with the carpet.
In Japan, the games are an even bigger success. These people are upset because even after waiting all night, they were unable to get their kids a new version of a game called Dragon Quest. In the U.S., it's mostly Mario that they want.
The last Super Mario Brothers 2 was just sold.
Can they get upset? Well, they say, oh, can you take my name? Can you take my credit card, please? Can you do something? My kid wants it. His friend has it, and they're not friends anymore because he doesn't have it.
All this makes me wonder, is the shortage real, or are they holding back supplies to increase the mystique? Coleco denies it, but industry insiders say that's exactly what happened with their Cabbage Patch doll a few years ago. The company shipped fewer dolls to increase the excitement. Today, some people in the toy business suspect Nintendo's holding games back. And while videotaping in Japan, we did see plenty of the hard-to-get cartridges. The company denies that it's holding back.
Believe me, creating a shortage of this kind was nobody's design, and it's just one of those combinations of demand that far exceeded our most optimistic projections and an inability on the chip supplier to fulfill it.
Now you really messed up. We're out.
All this brings us to a final question. Should parents buy these games at all? The National Coalition Against Television Violence thinks they shouldn't, because they say they're bad for kids.
Like, I like how you shoot the people with boomerangs and bombs.
I just like jumping on things and killing them and shooting things.
The coalition says this will make some kids act violently. Well, I don't know about that, but there's another problem. Watching the kids play, seeing the intensity of their interest, the word obsession comes to mind.
I bet I'm much better than him at Zelda.
How many hours do you play a day?
Around one or two.
2 hours a night?
When
you shouldn't be doing your homework?
Yeah. She doesn't like
This girl's mother doesn't like the game.
Because she thinks that you're going brain dead while you're watching it.
Maybe you will be brain dead from staring at this thing all the time.
No.
And while we were talking, Mom was watching all this warily.
Gets their mind off school when they first come home from school, but then it gets their mind totally off school. So we had to take it away for a while because homework wasn't getting done. Bedtime got pushed aside.
What do you mean take it away for a while?
I disassembled it and put it in the back of a closet for a while.
But now you're letting them play again.
Not as much.
John, what's your feeling after watching this? Does it make them, brain dead, as you said? Or isn't there a certain amount of imagination that you have to use for this game?
I think that's true, that it's not just like watching television. You have to use imagination. There are all these ways to handle the games. I think under the right time limits, it's fine. In fact, I got one while doing the story, and I'm going to keep it.
For you, or would you give it to your child?
Well, my three-year-old likes kill ducks, and my wife and I stayed up till midnight playing it.
And you don't mind the so-called violence in it, kill ducks?
They're animated characters, I just think you have to pay attention and limit the time, and it's fine.
Now I know how you're spending the holidays.
That's
watching,
right.
Nintendo.
Playing Nintendo.
Playing Nintendo. Thank you, John. Now on to a much more serious report.